You're listening to The Evan Solomon Show.
Way to go. I'm Jim Richards for Evan Solomon, and it's time to play a game on your radio to kind of talk about the news events of the week through a bit of a game with two of our favorite pundits and strategists, one liberal, one conservative. We're calling it Guess That Tweet. I'll read a tweet from a politician from this past week, and our pundits will have to try to guess what politician tweeted it out. We're joined by Amanda Galbraith with Navigator Communications and a political strategist in Ottawa when Prime Minister Harper was our leader. We say good afternoon to Amanda. Amanda, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, Amanda, Scott Reed said, oh, I'd be willing to do that. I love Amanda. And I said to Scott Reed, everybody loves Amanda. Scott Reed joins us right now, Bell Media and CTV contributor and a strategist when Paul Martin was the prime minister. So, Scott, thank you very much for your time as well.
And no one loves me.
We all love Scott, too.
Thank you, Scott.
Say something nice to Scott, Amanda.
I love you very much, Scott. You're very smart.
Oh, my word.
All right. Are you guys ready to guess the political tweet?
You never love me for my looks. Damn.
Are you ready to play Guess the Political Tweet?
Let's do it.
Amanda, you're up first. Who tweeted this past week the following? Workers in Ontario and Alberta face a crisis because of Justin Trudeau's disastrous policies. How many more Canadians need to lose their jobs before Justin actually starts to put Canadians first? Do you want to take a guess who tweeted that?
I'm going to guess federal conservative leader Andrew Scheer.
Bingo! Would you like to add or elaborate to that? Anything that you think might be important in terms of what we've experienced this week?
I mean, listen, I think it's a huge story what's happening in Alberta and also what happened to GM, and the conservatives are going to try and maximize that and lay that at the foot of the prime minister. So I think we're going to see a little bit more of this. I think, you know, there were some funny comments that happened today at the Prime Minister regarding gender evaluation and saying, you know, male workers could cause challenges in the communities because, you know, making women uncomfortable. So I think he had a bit of foot and mouth syndrome, as I just had even trying to explain it. So I'm going to guess there's going to be a lot more tweets like that.
All right. Are you ready, Scott, for your first? Identify this tweet from this past week. Until pipelines are built, the fact is we need to move more oil by rail, and that's what we're going to do. But enough rail capacity to move 120,000 more barrels a day. It would mean 7,000 more rail cars per day. What politician tweeted that?
Rachel Notley?
Exactly. That was really good. I didn't think you'd get that.
I thought, you know, we're not getting the point of this, right? They're supposed to be like Hollywood Squares. I should be doing the Paul Lynn thing where I'm like, well, I was, you know, I was going to say Julio Iglesias.
Yeah. But there's a real problem in Alberta right now. And I think a lot of people in western part of Canada probably think that people in the east don't necessarily appreciate it, Scott.
You know what? A buddy of mine from Regina, who's a prof in Regina and a former public servant and a former journalist, and I were having this conversation yesterday, and his very point was people in Ontario feel pretty good. You know, that things are tough all over, but people in Ontario feel pretty good, and they don't understand that there's something foundational happening out west. So I agree with that. It came home to roost with me yesterday as I sat across the table from a good friend. I think there is something really, really significant we got to keep our eye on.
All right. Amanda, you're next for Guess That Political Tweet. This one from, well, all of them are from this past week. Justin Trudeau can be for manufacturing jobs or he can be for a carbon tax, but he can't be for both. who tweeted that this past week?
Premier Doug Ford?
Doug Ford is correct. Where do you see politicians on, I mean, that's kind of on the General Motors front, too, and I don't know. It seems like a lot of people are sucking and blowing at the same time while realizing that it is a company that is restructuring, but at the same time trying to make some political hay out of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's been interesting, right? I think the first day we sort of saw most of the parties, you know, join forces and talk about the workers and a lot of sympathy there, but now we're seeing them kind of shift into more political machinations, right? Doug Ford's been trying to poke the prime minister about the carbon tax and kind of marshalling his fellow premiers. So I think as they see the political fallout, and, you know, there's, just like Scott said, there's a real big thing happening in Alberta. I think we're having a little bit of it here related to GM, but nothing like what's happening out west. And that's going to make people angry and frustrated and upset, and politicians are going to point the finger at each other. So I think we'll see more of that, too.
You want to add something to that, Scott?
Yeah, there's great peril in these situations politically in two ways for politicians. One, that they don't appear to get it. So you've got to give voice to the concern and anxieties that people have. If you don't, you look like you're sitting on the sidelines watching the parade go by, and no one's going to want to follow you as a leader. Second, when you express that anxiety and concern, you better do so carefully, because people are not interested. There's one thing that people hate more than a politician who doesn't get it. It's a politician who gets it only for himself. So you've got to be careful not to appear to be too partisan and immediately pivoting to, well, this is what I'm always saying, and I'm just going to say that I'm right and I'm good and they're bad and they're wrong. People will get super pissed at that. They want solutions. They want reason. They don't want partisanship.
All right. We're with Amanda Galbraith of Navigator Communications, formerly a political strategist with the Harper government and a political strategist with the Paul Martin government. Scott Reed is also with us. He is a CTV contributor and Bell Media pundit as well. Finally, I guess we're at Scott now. This might be the last one, and it is a tweet that needs to be identified. Delighted to join Maple Leaf Foods in London, Ontario for the announcement of their new $660 million processing facility. This is the largest investment in the history of our agricultural sector and great support for innovation in food processing in Ontario with a lot of jobs. Scott, do you know who that is?
Wow. I think you're punking me, man, because I think that's probably Doug Ford again. If it isn't, then it's his ag minister.
No, it is Doug Ford.
See, you can't. You're trying to catch. That's not fair, man.
That's not fair. But I mean, was that a win for him? Because three plants are closing. They're opening a new one with 300 fewer jobs, and taxpayers are anteing up over $30 million. So is that big of a win?
I'll go back to what I said earlier. You got to be careful. You don't look like you're picking on people's pain and using it for political gain. You also got to be careful that you don't try to take credit for something that you didn't do. And, you know, you talk about, well, job consolidation, all that. I think what makes people excited is that this is a very much a future-oriented play for Maple Leaf. And so folks know that means that those jobs aren't. And you take a look at that sector. A lot of those jobs in the processing industry and related, like that advanced manufacturing in the food sector, those jobs are getting buried.
Yeah. Guys, I got to go. Thank you very much. Hope you had a lot of fun.
Thank you.
That's Guess Those Political Tweets. Is there a formula to the Hallmark movie? Next.